Okay, 005. What's tonight? Monday night, what's today?
Tonight's Monday.
Okay. Oh, so we learned yesterday, we went over the new shul. Is there going to be place in the vestibule before the shul where people can put down their talis and tefillin and put it on before they enter the shul? That's what we came out yesterday. There has to be some system where if a person wants to do this halacha and put on the talis and tefillin outside the shul and then walk in, you should be able to do it. This should be like, I don't know, there should be something there, a place to put down.
Outside the shul
where you're davening. Outside the room where you're davening. Ideally, is to walk out of your house. The ideal, according to the Zohar, is to walk out of your house in talis and tefillin. What's wrong? We said yesterday. They used to wear tefillin the whole day. So what would they do? They drove their bicycles with tefillin. What? Yeah, but if you're driving 2 minutes to shul, we're not talking about a trip to Yerushalayim for 45 minutes. Instead of walking to shul, you're driving to shul. I don't see why you can't do it. You're going to look funny. That's all. So you'll say I'm a Zilberman guy. You'll get a bumper sticker. Zilberman. You'll put a... That's a good point. You have to decide if it is or not. You get some tcheles, you take off the orange ribbon off your antenna and put on the tcheles ribbon. So, and I have a bumper sticker, I'm from Zilberman, so no one will have any kashas on there. Okay. Siv Gimel, Harosh Hayimasader, Habrachos, Ad Oter Yisrael B'Sephara, Ba'oz Hayimaniach Tfilin. And he would put on his tfilin then, Umavarech Oter Yisrael B'Sephara, after he put on the tefillin. So the Mishnah Berurah says that Ote Yisrael means he crowns Yisrael with glory. So that's the crown of Bnei Yisrael. Again, the tefillin hook you up to the Ribono Shel Olam, and therefore it's like a crown of glory. We're very proud of it. It makes us proud. So he used to want the bracha to be on the tefillin also. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yud Beis, they litein shevach v'hodo b'bracha zu. So this bracha should be thanking Hashem for giving us the mitzvah of tefillin also. Shenekro and pe'er. Shenemar, the pasuk says in Yecheskel, pe'er chavosh alecha. And that's the pe'er, it refers to the tefillin. He was told to wear tefillin despite the fact that he was an ovel. V'koyal tefillin shein pe'er li Yisrael, kebo shenemar v'ro kolam yoretz v'yoru mimeko. With Ashinamedal Tfilin Sheberosh, that's your glory, that makes the Goyim like not afraid of you or in awe of you. They see that you're a special nation. So if you wear the Tfilin properly and you deserve to wear the Tfilin properly, that's what it makes you. So he wanted the bracha to go on that. Umavarech Ote Yisrael B'Sephara. Ubaritel Sachayim Kosav, the Mishnah Berurah says, and Sifkot Yud Gimel, Lo Ra'isi Shanayagin Kain. Somehow this didn't catch on. Rak manichon tefillin kodem bichas hashachar before brachas or achar kach. It really doesn't matter. Kolecha lufim and hago, whatever your minig is. Rak reisi medak again. I did see people. The Atzus Achayim says the mashmesh betefillin shel yod veshel rosh v'shor shemavarek brachas zu. To to touch it, kiss him when you make this bracha of Ote Yisrael B'Sephara. He doesn't bring that. I think in many Siddurim it says Ote Yisrael B'Gura. They do the Shel Yod. And Ote, because that's like about your hand is with the Gura. And Ote Yisrael B'Sephara, the crown is on the head. Mishmur doesn't say that though, but I've seen it in Siddurim and in certain, in Minog Svarim. You don't have to do it, but it's good to remember that you thank Hashem for the mitzvah of tefillin. Even though when you make the bracha on tefillin, you're thanking Hashem for the mitzvah of tefillin. So this is an added thanking for the inyan of tefillin, for the fact that it's a crown for Bnei Yisrael. It makes them feel like special people. They're wearing this connection to Hashem. Tzorech shiyu tefillin olam b'shas kriyas shma tefillah. It means at least, the Mishnah Berurah explains, you're supposed to wear tefillin the whole day. We don't do it anymore, as we'll see. But at least it should be on when you're davening. Kriya Shema Tefillah. Mishnah Berurah wrote, Salam alechol hapachas, at least b'shas Kriya Shema Tefillah. Who could come on, as we'll learn later, b'simul amad zayin sit beis. Rabbeinu b'gemara, kalakari Kriya Shema v'loi Tefillin. Areza kilu meyilei d'sheka ba'atzmul chas v'shalom. You're saying that, you know, boyu lo sayotchot, v'los v'yanecha, you're not doing it? Upirishu b'toysus, l'fishoy m'ksharkam l'oz v'ein kosher. Ba'afshu b'dievet yotze yidei Kriya Shema. It's not suggested that you're not Yotze Kriya Shema, you're Yotze, even though you're saying words, you have no intention of doing them, you're not doing them, but you're still Yotze Kriya Shema. But mikomukom yesh lo avera mitzad acher, shemare alatzvo shein rotzo l'kayim rotzo l'ashem yuzborach. You know, you mekabel o malchus shemayim, and then you turn around at the same time and you're not doing it. So that's, it's hypocritical, it's eidu sheker. You're saying you're an eved to a melech and you're not doing it. You're fooling yourself, or you're a faker. V'yesh o perish acher ayim b'levush. Because of the sefer charedim. Now a little something to think about here. So what are we saying? That if you're not wearing tefillin and you're saying kriya shma, that you should wear tefillin. So that's terrible. You're hypocritical. You're showing that you don't even know what you're talking about, or you don't care. So the Charedim says, you know something? She'omer, when you say in Kriya Shema, V'yahavdos Hashem Elokecha, that you have to love Hashem, Yireh, you should see to it, even for a fleeting second, to try to awaken in yourself, inspire in yourself, a feeling of Avos Hashem. V'achmes Avos Hashem Yisbarach B'libo. Shelo Yiyeh Kedover Sheker Chas V'Sholom. Otherwise you run into the same problem. So it's not just tefillin, he says. Wait a second, if Chazal say it is about tefillin, then it's true about the, it's equally true about the Avos Hashem Elokecha. So at least then you should be machnis, you should practice. It gets easier the more you do it. You know, just for a second, you think, you love Hashem, you want to do His will.
What happens?
As you get older, you think a person has to even be ready to give up his life for Hashem. That's also part of Avos Hashem. Right? The Rambam says there's two types of Avos Hashem. One comes, not two types, two different places it could flow from. Avos Hashem could flow from appreciating nature, appreciating the world, appreciating Hashem's Bria, and it could come from appreciating Torah, learning Torah and seeing the great Chochmah of Torah. So you appreciate the complexity, and that also creates Avos Hashem. The da, realize the Mishnah Berurah says, the Vayomru Kein Elek Sheosa Kein B'mezid. When we say this is a terrible thing to say Kriya Shema without tefillin, is when you, on purpose, you B'mezid, you intentionally are not putting on the tefillin. Shemes Atzel Aniach Tefillin Kodem Kriya Shema. You don't want to bother doing it. Well, you don't want to do it, you don't care to do it. Avol Mi She'ein Lo Tefillin. He finds himself as an honest, you know, people were concentration camp. People didn't have tefillin for years and years and years. There were people without tefillin. Okshu b'derech machlos kor b'tzina niyachol aniach tefillin kochi agadna b'vade ein lo la'acher zman kriya shma b'zmana machlos zeh. Don't lose out on kriya shma because you're not wearing tefillin. If you don't have tefillin, so you say kriya shma without tefillin. If you're amazed at not putting on tefillin, it's a terrible thing. But if you're not having tefillin because of circumstances, so don't refrain from saying Kriyashma. Sifhei, very, very, very important sif. We know there's certain mitzvahs that besides having kavanah to do the mitzvah, but you have to have kavanah what the mitzvah is all about. Certainly, l'chatchila you have to. And that's when the Torah says Lama'an. By tzitzis, the Torah says Lama'an tizkeru ba'asisim es kol mitzvah soy. Because the look at the tzitzis reminds you of the mitzvahs. By sukkah, Lama'an yedin dorasechim kidu sukkah zashati es b'nei Yisrael. Tefillin, it says Lama'an tiyeh toras Hashem b'ficha. And no one knows what it means. Right? What am I supposed to do? Eat the Torah. I mean, you're supposed to always learn Torah. So your connection to Torah is that the tefillin reminds you. The tefillin is supposed to remind you about your whole connection to Hashem. That's Torah. Torah is not just when you're sitting and learning. Torah is your whole being a Jew and being connected to Hashem. And you always remember that. You're supposed to walk around and tefillin the whole day. A Jew is always supposed to be connected to Hashem. It's like saying, oh, you're supposed to say Shvi Hashem when they come the whole day. So it used to be very, very real and very, very what's the word? Very real. You walked around with tefillin the whole day. You always remember that you were Jewish, that there's a rebellion. So what are you supposed to think about exactly? What's the Shel Yad business, Shel Rosh business? So the Mechaber says, you have to have in mind when you're wearing the tefillin. You might recognize some of the words here if you say the Hirotzen and the Siddur. Sheyesh Bem Yichud Shmo, Shma Yisrael, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Al Hazroa Kneged Alev, opposite the heart, Al Harosh Kneged Amoach, your brain, Kedei. So what for? Hey, Shenizko Nisim Niflos, Shehosu Imanu. Remembering the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Sheheim Morim Al Yichudo. It all ties into one, like we said. The idea of Shabbos, Hashem Echad. It all ties together. Hashem runs the world. Hashem runs history. Hashem punishes the wicked. Hashem is the boss of the Teva. He's not limited by anything. That's all Hashem's Yichud. Hashem is one, Hashem Echad. And Yitzias Mitzrayim. So you always have to remember that. Hashem is not bound by nature. He's not bound by nature. He's not bound by anything. You don't know what that means. Hashem can make 1 + 1 = 3. Think about that. You can't even imagine it. You say that Hashem can't do. Come on. 1 and 1 is 3. But he could. I don't know what he would do. I would say it this way. Hashem could construct a world in which 1 + 1 = 3. There's no boundaries. Hashem. The Yishabek LaKadosh Baruch Hu HaNeshama Sheiba Moach. Your moach is runs your whole body. Everything's in the brain. That's where the neshama is. The neshama is in your seichel, telling you what to do. That's where your yetzer tov is. So that's the tefillin shel rosh, that your neshama is meshubet to Hashem. You're not free to do with it whatever you want. You have to do what Hashem wants. But gam halev, and then the lev, shehu ikar ha-taivas v'machshavos. That's where your desires come from. That's where your right? What pulls you to do things. So sometimes there's a stira. Halavai, they would work in tandem together. But most of the time they don't. The seichel knows what's right, and the heart, the taivis, they want to do something else. So you're supposed to be meshabi them both to Hashem. Uvezeh yiskar habore. So when you're wearing tefillin, and you'll always remember Hashem, the Yamit HaNa'osav. And you'll know that you're not the center of the world. But Hashem is the center of the world. So that's what you're supposed to remember when you're wearing the tefillin. Your heart and your mind is Meshubet HaHashem. You're an Eved Hashem. And once you remember that, you can go out and have a good time. Yaniach Shel Yod Chila. First comes the Shel Yod. The Yivorech Laniach Tefillin. The Machaber Shita is Velo Yivarech Yim Bracha Achas Ushtayim, one bracha for both. Hagov Yeshomim Yivarech Al Shel Rosh, Al Mitzvah's Tefillin, that's what we do. Afilu Lo Hifzik, even if he didn't talk, Feng Tayim. Vecheposh of Haminik with Nei Ashkenaz, that's us. Shem Yivarech and Shtei Brachos. The Tov Lo Mar Tomel Achar Bracha Shnia, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Oli Olam Boed. So we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Tezvav, Yichavim b'hanochosam, Kotzim abach b'sim in ches, Tam luzer, V'nichsiv ayol l'chol v'os al yodcho, L'man tiyya Toras Hashem b'ficho. So again, Toras Hashem is not just what you learn. Toras Hashem is the whole Bria, the whole Toras Hashem, the whole idea of that Hashem made the world, and when Avdei Hashem. that's Torah Hashem. So you always remember that. Ki biyot chazaka hotziyach Hashem in Mitzrayim. Yoel the Bach says ki ikar hamitzvah. Of course, we learn the chayvus halvavus. You can spend your whole life doing mitzvahs, going through the motions, even waking up early. Imagine a guy, we learned the chayvus halvavus, a guy comes to shul every day of his life for 120 years, and he puts on tefillin every single day. The Siras Nefesh, snowing, raining, hot, cold, he's tired. He comes up to Shemayim. And Hashem says, you did the mitzvah of tefillin three times in your life. He says, three times? There must be some mistake. Hashem says, mistake? And he never thought about what the tefillin means. Look at this. Yorek, ki ikar ha-mitzvah, the kiyuma, the main part of the mitzvah and fulfilling the mitzvah, tluya bekavana. It depends on the chayvus halvavos of the mitzvah. You yotze if you don't think this, it's true. You yotze b'di'eved if you just have in mind to do the mitzvah. But you're missing the whole point of the mitzvah. The whole mitzvah is really what it's supposed to inspire you to think about. And a person can go through his whole life and never think about it. Hayat says it in the Siddur also before you put on your tefillin. He's rushing through that because he came late to shul. He's rushing through that. So that's what the Bach says. The main mitzvah is thinking about what it means. So you know, you don't think about it. You could think about it for a few hours, but you don't have time. Think about it for a few seconds at least. What are you doing when you're putting on tefillin? Because of our prima godim, the mikomakom b'diyemed, afilu loki ben rak l'shem mitzvah b'levad, you only had a mind to be yaitzah the mitzvah, so you're yaitzah b'diyemed. But you're missing the whole point of the mitzvah. And that's why the Chavis Halvavos wrote his Sefer. Because he says in your whole life, you go through your whole life doing mitzvahs, and you miss out on the whole point. Which brings me to remind everyone that we're starting this week, Shari Yichud HaMaisa, this Thursday night. You can start fresh. You say, I really should come to Chayvus HaLavavos Thursday night. Yeah, but they're in the middle, I probably won't understand. They're in the middle of a we're starting a new topic, new Shari. And everybody learns Shari, I've been talking at least once in their lives. And many people learn Shari Avodas Avukim. And Shari Habachina is also pretty well learned. Shari Yichud HaMaisa, no one ever heard of it. They think I made it up. They never heard of it. Chayvus HaLavavos has something called Shari Yichud HaMaisa. Never heard of it. Come find out this Thursday night. This was like the, you know, between segments, get an advertisement. That's when you go to the refrigerator to get some food. L'niach arba parshios, v'yeshnog in machmazel, likros arba parshios, akar enochas tefillin. Hainu kadish v'ya kviyacha. Many, many, many people have the minig. I think it's pretty universal to say the two parshios of Kadesh Voya Kiviyacha after you put on the tefillin, and then you'll obviously be saying Shema later on in davening. The Shema volume Shema Yabalavari Karen Kol Yisrael Mishas Kriya Shema. So it's printed in the Siddur right after the tefillin. I believe it's basically universal that everybody does it. Ubetfillin the Rabbeinu Tam, if you put on tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, Shabur seems to assume you'll be putting it on. Yomar Kol Arba Parshios, so you say all four. Uminig Yafel. Tchila! Tchila, tchila, tchila. This is back down to the brachas. Put on Shel Yot Tchila. Tchsev Ukshartam Yos Al Yodecha. And then, Boyu Lot Tavos Bein Enecha. The Yavarech Ratzalom Kodem Aidu. We'll be learning later soon exactly when you make the bracha, at what point in time. Tchilin Halamid B'Dogesh. Yeah. We need Rapagro back so we can learn how to say tefillin. Lin. Lin. You gotta practice saying with a dog age. You wanna pronounce the words properly. The Lamed has a dog age in it.
With
the word tefillin. And yeah, tefillin. Don't embarrass me publicly. Why is there a dog age? Oh, why is there a dog age in the Lamed? Anybody? Why is there a dogish in the Lamed of Tefillin, indeed? I mean, Ari Stern's right. You would do that if there should be two Lameds. depends what the root of the word tefillin is. So some say it's from like roi fanecha loy filot. So maybe it's talking about tulam. It's theoretically. What? Dogesh is a dot in the lamed of tefillin. It's okay. You're not going to do it. Don't worry. Don't spend time trying to do it. You sound like a briska saying Kriya Shema. Tefillin. And by the way, it's tefillin. Okay, so once we're talking dictum, it's tefillin. Chirigado, you there. Very important. Very, very important. Extremely important. It's, in fact, there's a lot of scholarly articles written. Because really it should be Lahaniya. But it's definitely Lahaniya. There's a whole talk why. Al mitzvahs, bapatach tachas atof, shuloshen yochid, v'lo yoma b'cholam shuloshen rab, don't say al mitzvot tefillin, sh'rei lo niskunah b'rocha zu, kiyam l'tefillin shel rosh b'levad, moshi is bor b'sim in chavog. V'tov lo ma baruch shen kvod malchus ol yom boed, b'shem chashash sofik b'rocha levad tola, you say baruch shen kvod malchus ol yom boed, when you perhaps, or you did, say Shem Hashem for no reason. Doesn't mean it's really a suffix. If it would really be a suffix, then we wouldn't go make the bracha. That doesn't make any sense. You make two brachas, one on the shel yod and one on the shel rosh. As an extra, what does it mean, Ravcha de Milsa? You know, to be on the safe side. Mahotzi has made him, they call Tiktok, many are not happy with the Mishnah's explanation. It still begs the question. To whatever degree you're saying Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Yolam Boed, you're making a statement, maybe it was a Bracha Levatola. Just doesn't clap, it doesn't make sense. Darach HaShulchan very beautifully, if you look at Darach HaShulchan here, he very beautifully explains that one bracha is the technical bracha like every Birchas HaMitzvahs. Check in the Shonim and Mitzvot and Kavanah Loniach Tefillin, like you make a bracha on a mitzvah, and the bracha of Asher Kedushanu Mitzvot and Kavanah Al Mitzvahs Tefillin is more like a Birchas Shvach V'Hodah, thanking Hashem, as we said before about Otei Yisrael V'Sefara. It's more of a bracha, like thanking Hashem that He gave us such a beautiful mitzvah, that He was mezakeh us for such a beautiful mitzvah. And then just like you have the Kriya Shema, you say as part of the Shevach of Kriya Shema, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Al Yolam Boed. So the Baruch HaShulchan says, after you make this bracha, you also say, as part of the Shvach, as part of praising Hashem, you say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Al Yolam Boed. Look at the Baruch HaShulchan, you see this pshat. V'yizor ma'od, you have to be very careful not to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Ba'ed too early. Because you're making a bracha and then you're tightening the shel rosh around your head. If you say it too early, it's a hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah. So you made a bracha levatala, you made a hefsek, you have to make the bracha over again theoretically. So you have to be very careful to wait until the shel rosh, you finish tightening it around your head, and then say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Ol Yolam Boed. Yizor Ma'ot Shlo Loma Baruch Shem Rak Acha Sheyadik Hashem Rosh Al Rosh HaKaroi Vim Lo Ken Yehefsek Ben Bracha La'anocha Vim Bracha Zulu Batola Vavadai Vitzorech Lachzor Ulevorech The Olam Nichsholim Bezeh. Many people are not careful and they're nichshal, they say, like as they're tightening it, it's a big mistake, and you have to be careful not to do that.
The kavanah that a person has to have is all four parshios, because the Mechaber says Yitzis Mitzrayim and Yitzchak Shoah.